But you don't have to do it alone. Because there's an agent who's a Realtor here to guide and help protect you as you find the home that's right for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. Right by you.
Tonight in Thunder Country, our low will be around 40 degrees and breezy. Winds gusting as high as 25 miles per hour. Sunny skies on your Tuesday. The high around 58, 67 for Wednesday's high. Thursday, a sunny day, 74 for the high. And when we get to Friday, we're seeing chances of showers and thunderstorms Friday daytime and Friday on the overnight into Sunday. Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now with your host, Pat Powers, here's Just Start Talking.
With me now for my installment of Just Start Talking, I have Emily Mason. Emily is employed over there at Indian Hills Community College. And Emily, thank you for being with me here at KIIC today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. As there's a conference that's going to be coming up very, very shortly. And people may not realize this, but it's the 20th annual conference. Give us a little bit of background.
Yeah. So this conference has been around for 20 years now. And this year we are highlighting the unique and united way of lives that we have here in our communities and around the world. So we're really leaning into looking at how everybody's unique and how we can come together as a united front to support our uniqueness.
You know, when I was a little toddler going to elementary school, I remember them saying the word America is the melting pot. And in reality, it still is. And people tend to forget that from time to time.
Absolutely. I grew up the same Schoolhouse Rock and hearing that melting pot analogy and really thinking through how can we all come together to make this place that we live a better place for everybody that's involved.
So this conference is going to be happening at Indian Hills Community College there on the Ottumwa campus on March 21st. And, of course, that's a Friday. Talk a little bit about the time situation there.
Yeah.
Registration at?
Yep. So there's registration online. So if you type in indianhills.edu and type in diversity, or just Google Indian Hills Diversity Conference, you'll be able to find that. Registration is $40 to come to the event, and that includes your keynote speaker, some breakout sessions throughout the day. We have over a dozen speakers for our breakout sessions, and then a closing panel, and of course, lunch. And you'll be able to get some unique experiences there. Doors open at 8 a.m., so you can start dropping by at 8. We'll have some vendors, people to chat with, and then the conference will officially kick off at 9 a.m. with our keynote speaker. If you enter through the new Arts and Sciences door, that's where registration will be at, and we'll be able to direct you right from there. And the conference will conclude at 4 o'clock. So from 9 to 4, we'll have a packed day full of learning, collaboration, networking, and just getting to know one another.
You know, the great thing about the networking is finding people that are in the same similar situation, but also going through things per se. You know, sometimes folks take it for granted that refugees or people of Native American descent know all this stuff. But in reality, they may not. So consequently, you're trying to give some information out.
Right. Yeah. We really want to bring to light that we've all walked different pathways and we've all had unique experiences. And those unique experiences don't mean that we always have to walk a parallel road. Our roads can cross and they can be very similar, but then we can also walk in somebody else's shoes for an hour and hear their story. And this is a safe place to be able to really experience somebody else's story and ask questions that maybe you have never been able to ask because you've never been in the right audience or the right setting to be able to get that first hand encounter answer.
As I mentioned earlier, I checked things out on the website there, and a wonderful speakers that are lined up. Give us a bit of information about the keynote speaker.
Yeah, so our keynote speaker is Jamal White. Jamal White is an Iowa kid. He graduated from Interstate 35 just up the road. We went to high school together, and he is now the head of human resources at Procter & Gamble out in Boston. And so graduated from UNI and started his journey at Procter & Gamble and has really been an advocate for helping others find their way in the human resource world and advocating for people that maybe are not always advocated for in every setting. And so he is going to come back and give a keynote and then also sit on our panel and be able to answer audience questions at the end of the afternoon.
You know, another item, when I was looking through the other speakers that are going to be there, they have Iowa ties. It's not like you're bringing in folks from California or Texas or other states. They have Iowa ties and Iowa roots. Talk about that.
Yeah. So when we did our call for speakers, we really wanted to focus on people that could represent the true Iowa way of life, and that those people maybe left and are working outside of Iowa now, but they do have those ties back to Iowa. And we wanted to make sure that we had a diverse group of people that came from all over the state and represented different ways of thinking. We didn't want one streamlined way of thinking. We wanted people that maybe have different viewpoints, and you can sit through one session and then sit through another session and hear two different viewpoints. And that's okay to not all have the same viewpoint. I think as much information as we can get helps us really shape how we're going to address things in the future.
I'm talking with Emily Mason for my edition of Just Start Talking. Emily's at Indian Hills Community College over there at the campus of Ottumwa, and coming up with this 20th annual conference that you're talking about in terms of diversity and inclusion. And the cool thing about it is, this is the first time you've been at the wheel.
This is,
per se, right?
Yes, this is.
And so you're going to be giving it a different perspective. Sometimes people say, well, it's the same old, but now with a new light upon it, you've got some different ideas.
Yeah. So we're going to start with our keynote, and then we're going to go into our breakout sessions. We have 3 breakout sessions planned throughout the day. We have 12 speakers, so you're not going to see everybody, which is why we decided to bring everybody back into a panel-like setting at the end and have some of those people that you may not have heard throughout the day sit on the panel. Our audience can submit questions all throughout the day. And so as you think of a question, we'll have QR codes all around. Those get submitted, and then I will be the person asking the panel those questions. But I think my most favorite part is probably the food. I took a lot of time and attention on food, and I know food speaks to a lot of people.
That so it does.
I wanted to make sure that I was very, very adamant with the food choices. So this year we're going to do kind of a learning walk when it comes to food. We've included our culinary faculty and students in this process, and we have helped them learn about different cultures and different food groups. And they are going to be making that food, and we're going to do little tasting bites. So we have food from Greece, we have food from China, Japan, Mexico, and you're going to walk and be able to learn about those foods, why those foods were important, how they originated. The students are going to talk you through that. They're going to be involved in the process, and then you're going to be able to talk and network with everybody at lunch and not just have a very sit and eat your lunch in your little corner. This is going to be a really immersive experience.
Well, that speaks to the diversity, thinking outside the box with these different cultures. You're learning about the way things are for those people. They're here in the United States, and mm-hmm. So consequently, it doesn't hurt. There's so many times people say, well, I'm going to go out for Italian. That's great. I'm going to go out for Mexican food. That's great. That is culture. And
right.
Same thing with the Chinese and quote-unquote American food. So I appreciate the fact that you guys are going to go on a walk and get information from those kids as they will teach you about these dishes, because in reality, there's a story behind each dish in terms of why it's made and
Absolutely.
What it has for ingredients, right?
Absolutely. And why that food stuck around in that culture. Was it need? Was it necessity? Or how did it originate? And I think that that's been the really fun part, is figuring out, was it a happy accident? We do have American food as well. We have chicken tenders and French fries, so don't worry. We did include some American food, but learning, you know, chicken tenders, that was a happy accident. And learning about those backgrounds has been really interesting for myself and the students as well.
You know, you think about happy accidents and things on that nature. The microwave was a happy accident. They were working on something else, and lo and behold, they created the microwave and didn't even realize it. But so this is the 20th annual conference that you're going to have. Again, I'm chatting with Emily Mason for my edition of Just Start Talking this week. The conference is slated for March 21st. That's a Friday. And it will be happening over in Ottumwa at Indian Hills Community College, of a $40 fee. But my goodness, there's also the ability to get continuing education credits as well. Talk about that.
There are, yeah. So we have some social work and nursing credits that have been approved by our continuing ed office, and you will be able, once you register and attend the conference, say you want, you know, those nursing credits, and you can apply for those and get a certificate. And there's a small fee to that. I believe it's around $10 for those credits, to be able to get those nursing credits for, or social work credits for your workplace.
Easy to pick up, easy to get as well. So talk a little bit about the panel at the end. I mean, you're going to probably have 3, 4, 5 folks, and bringing it together, tying it up into a knot at the end. The questions, I like the fact that you had the QR codes. I'm starting to catch on to the QR code craze a little bit better. It is really technology at its finest that they provide this stuff. But give us a little more information about that question and answer session.
Yeah, so we really wanted to highlight every speaker. We want to make sure that every speaker has the opportunity, if they would like, to be up there. So we do have about 7 or 8 out of the 12 speakers that have agreed to sit up on the panel and would like to be up there and answer questions. And being able to maybe ask a question that you weren't ready to ask, just raising your hand and asking it in public, but also giving people time to percolate on their thoughts. I don't know how many times I've walked out of a conference and I was, man, I wish I would have asked that question. So we're giving you that time now to get the information, digest the information, and then be able to ask those questions in a safe manner that doesn't pinpoint you or say, I'm the one that said that. It's all anonymous. And then giving 8 different perspectives of how they might answer that, if it's a, you know, wide swathing question, or if you have one particular person you have a question for, then they can answer it, but other people can also jump in and talk from their viewpoints as well, which again is what we want to highlight.
One of the things that was mentioned was information about self-help. And of course, we're talking about the mental aspect. Some people think that they can go through life and handle things per se, and it might be depression, it might be anxiety, things on that nature. That's going to be talked about as well, correct?
Yeah, so we're going to try to highlight every aspect of how we as a society can work together. And one of our speakers really talks about taking a deep dive into who you are and how you work with others and how you talk to others and how others perceive you. I've worked with her. I think she's fantastic. I would not have thought people perceived me in the way that she initially said people perceived me, but it really helped me to think through how I present myself and how I also maybe connect or don't connect with people right off the bat. And that's okay to not connect right off the bat, but then how do we fix that in the long run? We don't just say, oh, well, we didn't connect. Moving on. We want to make sure that we circle back with people, because it's always a challenge for people to work together. Humans are humans, and we all have different thoughts and ideas and opinions, and embracing those things and learning how other people view you, but also how you view other people is vital to our success.
I'm talking with Emily Mason for my edition of Just Start Talking today, talking about diversity and inclusion, their 20th annual, 20th annual conference is coming up over there at Indian Hills Community College on March 21st. That's a Friday. The registration cranks up at 8 a.m. The doors open, and then the keynote speaker is at 9 a.m., and it rolls through till 4 p.m. But when you think about this, Emily, you're thinking about people that sometimes get pushed off to the side. Not everybody is the standard cookie cutter type mold. People have activities going on. People are, we mentioned refugees, we talked about Native Americans, we've talked about LGBTQ people. Not everybody is cut out of the same bolt of cloth, and so consequently, this conference is for those folks to check things out, to learn more about themselves and others. Talk about that inclusion part.
Yeah, I think more often than not, we're not cookie cutter. I think there's an idea that maybe is portrayed sometimes that there's this quintessential cookie cutter individual out there. And we all probably strive for some aspect of cookie cutterness, the white picket fence, that traditional ideology. But I think when we look at ourselves as people, we're all different. We all tick different. We all have different experiences that really cultivated who we are. And that's what this conference is really doing, is bringing together every kind of person that we can think of or that we could get our hands on at this point to come and share their experiences in hopes that something that they experience resonates with you and helps just change you a little bit, changes your viewpoint, changes your thinking, helps solidify your thinking. Maybe you're just curious right now and you have some curiosity and you want to just ask some questions. This is that safe place to be able to ask those questions and realize that none of us are really the same cookie cutter. We all try to be, but we're all different in our own unique way, and we can all be united within that unique way.
So, Emily, as you get into the final preparation days of this 20th annual conference there at Indian Hills Community College, what do you have in the back of your mind for a goal? You want this to occur.
I want people to leave there refreshed. I want people to leave there challenged. I think if you don't leave somewhere with a little bit of challenge of like, oh, that's going to change my viewpoint a little bit, then I didn't do my job. I don't want it to be all butterflies and happy-go-lucky. I do want to challenge you. I want to challenge your thinking, but I do want you to leave there with actionable steps to say, you know what, that challenged me, and now what am I going to do with that? It refilled my cup. I want to do all the things. I want to refill your cup with some networking and some time together, but I also want to challenge your thought process on things and help expand into your community and your way of life, maybe a different way of thinking or a different approach on things.
Sounds marvelous, and I appreciate the fact that you've taken time with me. I've been talking with Emily Mason for my edition of Just Start Talking, and if you'd like to go back and listen to this Just Start Talking episode, you can go to our website at www.kiicradio.com, select the Listen Live tab that's at the top of the banner there, and on the right side, you'll be able to see the episode of Just Start Talking, and you can listen to it all over again, or just a little snippet if you'd like. Emily, thank you for being here with me at KIIC today.
Thank you for having me.
Protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hey, everybody, this is John Michael Montgomery, and when I'm in Southern Iowa, I listen to Thunder Country.
Times that it ain't true, and I can't find one good reason for staying. Maybe my leaving would be the best for you. you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through show only the beauty, 'cause they hide all the truth. I used to hear when I held you, and they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated, when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. These rose-colored glasses many times I've tried, you'll believe me when I say I love you, and I'll lay these rose-colored glasses aside. These
something I've been wanting to say. When we make love, it's more to me than just an affair. I want you to know how much I care. When we make love, oh, it's such a precious time. We share our hearts, our souls, and our when we make love. Oh yeah. Watching you make your little moves, and I can tell it's gonna be a long night. Holding on, it couldn't be any better than this. I got it all at my fingertips. When we make love, oh, it's more than just an affair. I want you to know how much I care. Such a precious time. We share our hearts, our souls, and our minds. These moments
precious time. We share our hearts, our souls, and our minds. Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now let's make love.
Alabama, on your Monday, they're going to be out doing a few shows over the summertime. And it'd be good to see the guys out doing some stuff. As parents, we send Ben about 67 hours a year doing this. It is not taking the kids to activities. It is not preparing meals. Those are great guesses. Not the right one.
Network from Learfield. Welcome to the Cyclone Coaches Corner, powered by Chevron Renewable Energy Group. Also brought to you by Hy-Vee, who proudly supports the Iowa State Cyclones. Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. Now, live, here's the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters.
Everybody, and welcome to the Cyclone Coach's Corner, fueled by Chevron. Fueling your game for a lower carbon tomorrow makes you a winner today. And a big thank you to our friends at Chevron for being with us for our show all year long. This is our 25th and final Cyclone Coach's Corner of the academic year. Noah Wolf, our guest co-host, and we're joined by Bill Fenley in the first portion of the show. But we start these things in football, do about a dozen of those during the football season, about 13 of them during the basketball season, and it's been really fun, especially this year. Think about the success we've had in football, men's and women's basketball. It's not matched by too many teams in the country. So, Coach, you're a big part of that, and we appreciate you being here, and Thanks for your portion of what's been a really, really fun academic year for Iowa State Athletics.
Yeah, John, it's been a lot of fun. And like you said, I think it all started and really kept going with what football did, the excitement and the way they went about it, you know, from the very beginning, and then the way it ended for them in the bowl game, yeah. I think was something that was so cool for all of us. And I think it was kind of... Even though basketball had started, I don't know that it really started for many of us, even the people involved, until football ended. and then that kind of led us